Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The NATO-led military coalition says two of its soldiers were killed Saturday in southern Afghanistan when two individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the International Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said its members returned fire and killed the shooters. It said Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation but gave no details and did not reveal the nationalities of the slain soldiers. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families returned home and schools reopened. Abu Omar is a teacher in Aleppo. He says he had to stop classes for 2 weeks. Now that they will be working up to make up for missed time, he said, since the schools were closed. Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children. An Egyptian court has handed down a death sentence to six defendants in a trial for ousted former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and nearly a dozen other co-defendants for the alleged transfer of secret information to the Gulf state of Qatar. The panel of three judges postponed a verdict for Morsi until June 18th. The trial is one of several the ousted former president is facing. Three of the six people who were condemned to death are currently outside the country and were tried in absentia. Sentences for those tried in absentia are automatically dismissed. This is VOA News. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress that his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. It's unclear whether Kim's pledge indicates any changes in North Korea's often belligerent attitude toward its neighbors, as well as the United States. In March, North Korea threatened a preemptive and indiscriminate nuclear strike on the U.S. and South Korea in response to joint military drills. Meantime, the website 38 North says commercial satellite images taken over Pyongyang's nuclear test site show some vehicle movement on May 5th at a command center there, where there is often no activity except during preparations for a test. Mexican authorities abruptly transferred convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from a prison outside of Mexico City to another penitentiary. Guzman, the notorious Sinaloa drug cartel boss, who has twice escaped Mexican prisons in recent years, was transferred under heavy security to Ciudad Juarez, which is separated from the U.S. state of Texas by the Rio Grande River. Mexican government statement said the transfer was prompted by ongoing security upgrades at the Mexico City prison. President Obama delivered a commencement speech at the historically African-American Howard University here in Washington on Saturday. He told the graduates that race relations have improved over the last three decades, but more work needs to be done.
In 1983, I was part of fewer than 10% of African-Americans who graduated with a bachelor's degree. Today, you're part of more than 20% who will. And more than half of blacks say we're better off than our parents were at our age, and that our kids will be better off, too.
President Obama told the college graduates that they are better positioned than at any time in history to address outstanding problems, especially when people are deprived of a chance to better their lives.
We have cousins and uncles and brothers and sisters who we remember were just as smart and just as talented as we were, but somehow got ground down by structures that are unfair and unjust. And that means we have to not only question the world as it is and stand up for those African Americans who haven't been so lucky.
Saturday's speech was the first of three commencement addresses President Obama has on his agenda this graduation season. And from the world of horse racing, favorite Nyquist has won the 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby, becoming the eighth unbeaten horse to win the first jewel of the so-called Triple Crown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.